We'd like to welcome you to this audio edition of God Bless America magazine. This is Gordon Dixon, and with me today is Brother Byron Fox. He is going to introduce us to our special guest and author.
Thank you, Brother Dixon. We are delighted today to have Pastor John Wilkerson as our special guest. He wrote a tremendous article in the magazine entitled The Greatest Choice. And really, the key verse of this entire article is the most famous verse in all of the Bible, John chapter 3 and verse 16. And although the verse is only 25 words in length, it is absolutely life-changing. Pastor Wilkerson, thank you for giving us your time for the interview today, sir.
Oh, it's my honor, and thank you very much, Brother Fox, for the privilege to be an extension of your heart for the Lord and for His gospel.
Amen. In the second paragraph of your article, you refer to the athlete Tim Tebow, who used his eye black to do something rather monumental. Would you just elaborate a little on that story?
I remember watching that football game and hearing a little bit about it. And of course, on his eye black, he put John 3:16, and of course, the camera would give a close-up into his eyes as he was yelling out cadence for the play. And as a result, they say that over 94 million people that night searched online to what that John 3:16 meant. And of course, he grew up on the mission field in the Philippines and has at the time had a very vibrant testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's the kind of takeoff of the article. Speaking about John 3:16, one of the greatest verses in all the Bible.
Amen to that. You know, there are many ways to let our little light shine, including that unique way that Tim Tebow used it. Pastor Wilkerson, would you give us a brief overview of your salvation testimony?
I sure can, and I'm so grateful because to some extent my testimony goes back to before I was ever born. My dad was raised in Knoxville, Tennessee, and in a very dysfunctional home with a mother who struggled with alcohol and was intoxicated most of his adolescence. And so a little Sunday school teacher got a burden for the junior age boys in his community and got my dad and his little brother Douglas to go to the Sunday school class. And as a result of that, one Sunday, he asked my dad, "Richard, do you know for sure if you died, you'd go to heaven?" And he didn't know, but that day, that Sunday school teacher took the Bible and explained to my dad how he could have eternal life, how he could be reconciled to God, how he could know for sure that his sins were forgiven and his eternity was secured with the Lord forever. And as a result of that, I was raised in a home that was also exposed to the gospel of Christ. But one Sunday night, someone asked me, "John, do you know for sure when you die, you have eternal life? Or do you have some doubt about that?" And I was loaded with doubt, and I did not know. But that hard question that was asked to me became the very best day of my life, because later that night, someone took the Bible and showed me from the Bible four basic truths, three things I needed to understand, and one thing I needed to decide about the person of Jesus Christ. And I was so grateful for that time. So in the wee hours of the morning of a Monday morning is when I accepted Christ as my Savior.
What a tremendous testimony. Amen. And I recall when I called you about writing this article for the magazine, the God Bless America magazine, you were actually attempting to go to someone's home to tell them about Christ that day. So you really do believe in personal evangelism. Should all Christians do something to try to evangelize America right now?
By all means, I think so, Brother Fox. I think that's the heart of God. God sent his Son to seek and to save that which was lost. And so if that's what Christ did, that's what we should do. We should be on soul patrol, looking for someone that God is already working, because God is at work. And I heard that from you, Brother Fox, several times. He is at work today, and he is drawing people to his Son, Jesus Christ. And we're his ambassadors to give the gospel of Christ to others. And I think it's a wonderful privilege. I'm not as good at it as I should be, but I think we all ought to be continually looking for someone that needs to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Brother Wilkerson, as you talked about that, I really appreciated your article, and I appreciated the way that you broke down John 3:16 and just broke it down into small parts. Really, really excellent job there. I thank you so much for that. As you think about the way that mature Christians understand John 3:16, sometimes I wonder if we lose the excitement we once knew as young believers who had just begun to embrace it. I wonder if you could encourage those who are listening to this right now about the use of John 3:16, and I'm going to encourage all the listeners, please go and read your article, but could you encourage them about the way that that could be used even today and the power of just that one verse?
Well, I think Brother Fox already mentioned that it's less than 25 words. There's no more than any word has three syllables in it, so it can be read by just a young child. But I do think that Apostle Paul said, I'm nervous as he spoke to the church at Corinth, that you get away from the simplicity that is in Christ. And it is a simple verse. And the key part of the verse is God's Son, his Son. He's the middle word of that list. And, you know, without the Son, we don't have eternal life. And he's the way, he's the truth, he's the life. Amen. And as mature believers, I do believe that we need a revival of the reality of the person of Jesus Christ, his presence, his protection, his provision, but also our focus upon him. I think Apostle Paul was used of God in such a wonderful way because he said, for me to live is Christ, because I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet I live with Christ. And he said, when Christ, not as my hobby, but my life, not as my interest, but my life. And I think when he is lifted up, and I know that speaks of his crucifixion, but whenever he's lifted up in my thoughts and my actions, my words, certainly he'll draw people to him. And I think we cannot do better than a focus on the person of Jesus Christ and the love that comes through him.
Amen. The Apostle Paul, with all his education, still said, I determined to know nothing among you save Christ and him crucified. So it's that simple message.
Yes, sir. I totally agree with that. And I think there was a very well-renowned teacher in Princeton years ago when it was a fundamental school of some sort who spoke multiple languages fluently and just an ingenious of a person. And on his deathbed, they asked him, what's the greatest truth you ever learned? And he said, Jesus loves me, this I know. And he said, that's the greatest truth.
Well, we've been privileged today to have Pastor John Wilkerson to be interviewed by God Bless America magazine. And Pastor Wilkerson, thank you for your love for souls, your love for the Lord, your encouragement to me personally, a great blessing. And we want everyone to get printed copies of the God Bless America magazine, if possible, or you can find the digital magazine online at godandcountry.net. And then these audio interviews and audio narration of the articles, we're trying to spread them far and wide. And so you listeners, please help us do that. Pastor Wilkerson, do you have a final comment that you would like to make?
Well, I thank you very much for this privilege to be a part of what the Lord has laid in your heart to do. I remember you sharing with me early about the thought, and I'm just so grateful for that. I'm grateful to be included. But I think to our friends, we need to pray our way through this special season of our nation's history. And we do have choices to make, and we have a God to beseech, and we are a chosen generation for a chosen time. And I pray that God would help us to make good choices for the Lord, and that we would all be soul-conscious people, getting the gospel to those who need and would love to know how to get to heaven from here, how to have their sin forgiven, how to be reconciled with the God who loves them.
Amen. Brother Fox and Brother Wilkerson, thank you so much for joining us on the program today.
Thank you, Brother Gordon.
And for our listeners, if you receive this audio and it's not in the context of the magazine from the page there, please do go to godandcountry.me and look for the God Bless America magazine. You'll find this is the October 2024 edition. Once again, Thank you so much for listening.